So we have two, what I hope are very familiar stories with us, the story of the Good Samaritan and the story of Jonah. And of course, there are endless points that we could pull from these, but maybe a common theme simply between these two is the resistance of seeing others as worthy of my love. The reason the priest and the Levite didn't stop to take care of the man half dead, they didn't see him worthy of their time and their attention. The reason Jonah went the other way is because he did not want the Ninevites to repent. How often do we do the same thing? Because of the way that someone votes, or the neighborhood they live in, or how they dress, their lifestyle choices, how often do we assume that they're not worthy of my love and therefore of God's love? We ask for that grace for a conversion of our hearts, to not love others as I love myself, but as that verse before the gospel said, to love as Jesus loves, endless, without cost, without consideration, just an endless love and mercy. And as we hear the rest of Jonah's story, well, we'll get part of it tomorrow, Wednesday, because of Our Lady of Aleche. We won't get to hear in the readings the third part, the third day of this. So I encourage you to go and read Jonah. Even if you're familiar with it, read it again. It's a wonderful, easy read. But we see today what happens when we clearly hear God's voice and we choose to go against the destruction that Jonah's decision brought into the lives of the other people on the ship as a direct result of his refusal to follow God's will for his life. Maybe the reason there's so much turmoil and chaos in the world is because many people who have heard God's voice have decided to go their own way. The Lord is endless love and mercy. And oftentimes the call we hear, the instructions we receive, may not coincide with what I want in this moment. But as we open our heart to God's will, to God's voice, God's plan, we pray for that grace and that courage to follow him, even if he asks us to go somewhere we don't want to go. Because Jonah put the Ninevites at risk of never hearing the message of salvation. How many people in our own lives have not yet heard the word of Jesus because we choose to go our own way?